This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
We're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation, be part of the solution, be part of the process. That's kind of like my only mantra always is stop complaining if you're not doing. Right. If you're not running for office, if you're not helping somebody run for office, if you're not supporting somebody who's in office or holding their feet to the fire for that matter, then I got nothing. Yeah, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to make fun of your email and a whole bunch of other stuff, because there's a lot of people out there that want to complain about what's going on. They want to complain about what they're doing or not doing in government and their local government. And when you say to them, so what have you done?
Well, I'm not elected. I haven't done anything.
Well, of course you haven't. But you don't have to be elected to do something. You can hold the feet to the fire of the elected official. It's not a bad idea. The House approved bipartisan border funding bill after Pelosi reversed course under GOP pressure. Now, I kind of did this story the other night, but then, the more and more you look into it, and I'm not going to spend a whole bunch of time on this, but the more and more you look into this, And based on the last two nights of what's been going on with the Democrats, do you understand what's been going on here? She's losing control of this party. She's going to be going out of her mind. Well, I guess she's already out of her mind. Maybe she'll be moving back into her mind. I don't know. But if you think about it, you know, again, they passed this bill. In the Senate, it was 84-8. That means Democrats had to jump aisle. 84-8. She couldn't hold him in line. And then Pelosi, she's got to play with progressives, socialists, and, you know, I don't know, what do we call them, old-time liberals? She's got like three or four factions of her site that she, I mean, of her team that she has to deal with. And one of the loudest ones, AOC, who now is empowered, because I don't know if you know this, but the AG she was pushing out of her district got elected. But she got elected because only 11% of the electorate came out to vote. And even Governor Cuomo's going, sweet Jesus, stop this. You guys are going to come out and vote so we don't get these Maronis in here anymore. Unlike some, I don't know if New York has a recall button that they can press like we do here in California. But this is how important it is. If only 11% of their people came out to vote, then shame on you Republicans. No matter how low the number is, you could have beat them. Could you not? Or am I just making it up as I go here? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Earlier, I did a piece on the California bill. And you guys, you don't understand how scary this is. And I talked to Xander about it. It was something I really wanted to talk about on the show. But we just ran out of time. And I think it came on, let me see, was it MSN? MSNBC. I mean, they've come out with, a whole bunch of them come out with this. And the scary part about this is that now the California legislators have decided not only do they know what's better for your kids, not only do they know what's better for you to put in your belly, put in your brain, now they're going to tell you what you can put in your spiritual self. So California lawmakers are trying to force pastors to embrace pro-LGBT ideology. California Assemblyman Evan Lowe and three dozen other lawmakers are pushing a resolution in the state assembly judiciary committee that's aimed at telling religious leaders in California what they can and can't preach from the pulpits. The California Family Council reports that the assembly concurrent resolution, ACR 99, calls on counselors, pastors, religious workers, educators, and institutions with great moral influence to stop perpetuating the idea that something is wrong with the LGBT identities or sexual behavior. Now, here's the thing. No matter what you do, they're not going to change their minds. Because for them, it's not the fact that you live by a code, by a moral code, by a book, by something that's bigger than you. It's you're not living by them. See, they're the gods. It's their religion. This isn't, remember something, this isn't the California legislature doing this. This is the Democrats that run the California legislature. The same ones that took God or tried to take God out of their platform. The same ones where Nancy Pelosi basically says, we do God's work. How? By taking him out of the platform. By not allowing his word to be taught. By killing babies in the womb. Are we serious? This is the Democratic Party should rename them to the Backwards Word Party or something like that. So they're doing God's work by doing everything that's 180 degrees from his word. They have no right to reach into the pulpit and tell pastors what to teach. And it's not the pastors perpetuating the idea. Do you want me to go through Scripture? Do you want to actually read Scripture? Because that's easy to do. And you've got to actually work at somebody. Work at these. Work at being dishonest to misread these. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba.
Rumba. Come on, you can do it with me. A rumba, all right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-GEO, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I do mean be part of the conversation. And, you know, I don't know how this has happened. I really don't. The show started off when we would do a whole bunch of, you know, political stuff and some crazy stories and what have you. And, you know, I got tired of beating on Obama. Everybody was beating Obama. You got the message. Obama was not the best guy for the job. But as time has gone on, we have morphed into taking on some pretty harsh, social justice stories, but not from the social justice weenie side, real side here. Right? And talking about things like abortion and the gay and lesbian, LGBT and Q, And I bring on people that know more about this stuff than I do. Because it doesn't do me any good as an older, white, straight guy to talk about either the evils or the positive side of an LGBTQ, you know, scenario. And that's why I bring on, like, the Xander Gibbs of the world and others. So we can actually talk. See, I can talk with him about this. It's really funny. The same conversation I can have with Xander, who is not a Republican, by the way. More conservative, yeah, but not a Republican. The same conversation, if I ever asked the same questions to another gay or lesbian person that was a devout Democrat, they would be calling me all kinds of hate names. No, there's no area for conversation to gain knowledge. I'm supposed to believe what you say, end of discussion. However, when it comes to my ability or my reasoning of God or wanting to believe God, then all you do is yell at me, tell me I'm wrong, and I need to go to jail or a concentration camp or a re-engineering camp, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. So California lawmakers are trying to make it so that they can tell pastors, they can tell clergy what they can and can't speak at the pulpit. Now, I want you to think about something here. Right? A lot of you are going to take this the wrong way, but I don't really care at this point. But the clergy will no longer be able to speak about the gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual lifestyles of sin. Even if the Bible calls it out and says it plain and simple, you can't do it. We don't care what your Bible says. You're allowed to worship. You're allowed to practice your religion as long as it doesn't offend these 15 kinds of people. Right? It also condemns attempts to change unwanted same-sex attraction. So if I come to the pastor and I say, look, I'm gay, I don't believe it's right, I don't know why I have these feelings, I want you to teach me from the word or help me, counsel me from the word so that I can stop this kind of lifestyle. They want the pastor to say, well, that's just the way God made you deal with it. That's not right. It's okay to tell me that my quote-unquote traditional lifestyle is wrong, but we can't do it the other way around. We can't use scripture the other way around. Now, I'm not talking about shock therapy or any of that crazy stuff that they talk about. I'm talking about when somebody comes with a same-sex attraction or what's referred to as gender confusion. The state wants to now call it unethical, harmful, and leading to high rates of suicide, which is an out-and-out lie, by the way. Out-and-out lie on the suicide. They always use that. It's just like when they pull up the heartstrings for the kids, right? Everything is about the kids and how it's hurting the kids and how it will affect the kids. And it goes, oh, God, you can't hurt the kids. Well, guess what? You are hurting the kids. Big time. Two formerly gay individuals, Pastor Ken Williams and Elizabeth Woning, they argued against the resolution calling it discriminatory. Well, against people like themselves who overcame suicide. Listen, right? They'll probably call them liars. Overcame suicidal thoughts by following their faith away from their LGBT identities. They now lead a ministry called Equipped to Love. It helps others like them find health and wholeness. For us, walking out of faith with biblical conviction means life and hope. Our faith has saved us from suicide, given us freedom. You know what? It's interesting that those on the left with no beliefs feel so much more entitled, smarter than we are, that they're going to help us. They're going to help us poor, lowly people get out of that archaic belief system of a God who has rules, who has boundaries, who has guidelines, and come over to our side where we're much more enlightened, we're more educated, you can have fun and, you know, still enjoy yourself and still have that God, but you know, you don't have to totally give in to that God. It's funny how Satan said that over and over and over again, but whatever. We too would like to acknowledge and affirm instead activists attack our efforts to care for like-minded friends by promoting dangerous counseling restrictions and stifling our free speech. William feels the same way. For years, he said, I believe that even God hated me because of my behavior, he said. But in my early 20s, I encountered a God who loved me despite of my sins and temptations. Which is really funny because, listen to what he's saying here. Listen to what most Christians, God loves you. Even in your sin, he loves you. He just tells you you can't tolerate, you can't do that, you can change whatever it is you're doing. It's that simple for God. Still loves you. Not the left. You're not doing what they say to do. You don't live within the guidelines they want, as we just saw with Brandon, Straka, right? How quick they turn on you when you're not exactly like they are, when you're not doing exactly what they want you to do. Where's the love there? And those hypocrites that are screaming, love trumps hate, they don't mean that at all. Not the least. They are a group of hypocrites. They don't really love. They don't even know what it is. They're not tolerant in the least. They don't know what that is. For years, I believed that even God hated me, he said. And in his early 20s, he encountered this God that he really learned about, who learned about how much loved him, even in his sin, even in his temptation. He said, today I love my life. I've been married to my beautiful wife for 13 years. We've created 4 incredible children together. To someone like me, California Assemblyman Evan Lowe, his proposed resolution, it's a direct attack on me. In other words, this guy would not have been able to get counseling in the state of California. His pastor would not have been able to open up. So what are they going to do? Is the state now going to print the Bibles? What they like, what they don't like, maybe they're going to rewrite the Bibles. Maybe it'll be the new Bible, the California translation, right? The Holy Dude Bible or something, I don't know, whatever. Now, despite Lowe's claim that this resolution is support from some California religious leaders, it doesn't. It's a line of crock. Talk about that. I wasn't going to go the whole hour to this. I really don't plan to, but I'm going to finish this up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Utah college student missing 11 days was abducted and killed, and her remains burned in the yard of a man now facing aggravated murder and other charges. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown said Ayula Ajay will be charged with aggravated murder, kidnapping, obstruction of justice, and desecration of the body of 23-year-old Mackenzie Luck. He was arrested without incident by a SWAT team. Ajay, age 31, is an information technology worker who attended college on and off but never earned a degree and was briefly in the Air Army National Guard. Ivana Trump has announced that she split with her former husband and longtime companion Rossano Rubicani after years of dating since their divorce in 2009. The separation was amicable and Ivana and Rossano remain friendly but are no longer romantically involved. Ivanka Trump is the former wife of United States President Donald Trump and is the mother of his three children, Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5560. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I always love when you poke the left, and they don't know what to do. When you got them on the run, they just don't know what to do. And it doesn't take much. You just throw a little bit out there, and it makes them crazy, and it's wonderful. Anyway, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Go ahead and, either give us a call. Send me a text message, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, I want to get back to this. This is a hot button for me. As some of you can tell, right, how California now, it's getting worse and worse and worse, right? I mean, when it comes to the California legislature now telling us, what kind of, what we can eat, what we can't eat, right? What we can say, what we can't say. The most important thing to these people is, I don't know, sexual identity and doggy blood transfusions. Yes, we now have a law for doggy to support doggy blood transfusions. With all the other stuff going on in this state, we're dealing with things like this, right? And when you talk about this, and if you've just joined, we're talking about a California bill or resolution, which somehow will end up being a law at some point in time, where they're telling pastors, they're telling preachers, they're telling people that are, people of faith, that they cannot, from the pulpit, they cannot call gay, lesbian, transgender, homosexual activities sin. Even if they read it out of the Bible, they can't call it sin. if somebody comes to them and says, hey, I've got same-sex attraction, I don't believe this is right, I want you to help me, I don't know, soon are we going to be able to pray for them? We're not going to be able to pray for them either, right? Isn't there a freedom allowed here of some kind? Now, what if, and if you're gay, right, if you're gay or lesbian and there's a church that doesn't talk about it, doesn't teach about it, why wouldn't you want to go there? I mean, we're not asking, it's funny, because the churchgoers, we're not asking the state to shut those churches down, to force them to teach our way. We don't do that. Again, I'm going to go right back to it. It's funny how the left always wants to force you to think their way. They're going to find a way to make it happen, whether by law, by resolution, or what have you. Remember, Tim Kaine told his Catholic friends that they had to come into the new century, that if they had to, they would pass laws to force them to come into the new century with Scripture. And Hillary Clinton basically said the same thing. So it's always amazing to me the way these people think. So here's two people in particular, just two in the story. You can probably find hundreds of them, easily, maybe thousands, who said that they went through not conversion therapy, as they love to call it, because it has such a bad name to it. You know, conversion therapy. Because they use, you know, shock treatments. All nobody I know of that has, you know, two brain cells to rub together would put somebody through that. No matter what the treatment is for anything, most solid Christians I know, it's about prayer. Right? It's about prayer. It's about feeding somebody and teaching somebody God's word. That's what it's about. So this dictates the passage that they can't teach that homosexuality is a sin. Okay? They can't encourage homosexuality, attracted people to hold any kind of traditional biblical viewpoint. But what irritates me about this, again, is they're telling us what to teach, how to teach, what to believe from a faith-based standpoint when most of those people don't have any faith at all. The only belief system they have is that the government is good, government is God, and government will tell you what to do. If they had it their way, truly, they would have all the money. They would tell you what job you had. They would tell you what job you had to do. A comment in the letter emphasizes seeking assistance from a traditional therapist, pastor in faith-based ministry, who can help with unwanted homosexuality and gender dysphoria. I'm sorry, I should read to the top of the letter because I was getting into it too much. Coalition of professional counselors, doctors, attorneys, and faith-based nonprofits have also signed on to the letter, pointing out that the resolution its inaccuracies and its threats to basic liberty, people should have the freedom to pursue what brings them true happiness. Right? If that freedom is looking to God to change their point of view, who are you to stop them? Right? And this resolution stops them from finding their own pathway. The letter goes on to provide proof that traditional faiths are not the cause for high suicide rates among those identifying as LGBT. It points out professional organizations agree that same-sex attraction, gender dysphoria are not simply biologically caused. They often change. And contrary to misrepresentations, therapists who are open to clients' goals of change use non-adversive as well as established mainstream practices and evidence-based treatments. So they make it sound like somebody walks in with two electrodes and keeps poking and prodding you. Now, a comment in the letter emphasizes seeking assistance from traditional therapists, pastors, and faith-based ministers who can help with unwanted homosexuality and gender dysphoria. The letter concludes by expressing grave concerns that Assemblyman Lowe's resolution, like the discriminatory guilds he references, you know, the privileged sexual and gender minorities of the so-called progressive values and goals, are at the expense of those of tradition. You know, when are they going to tell us that pedophilia is progressive and okay, and you can't counsel somebody not to want to have sex with 9, 10, and 11-year-olds? When are they going to tell us that? I mean, it's almost like if you believe that things are resurrected, something like Sodom and Gomorrah is being resurrected in the name of California, in the California legislature. It's almost like anything goes. Doesn't matter what it is. And you know what part of this is? You've got a few people fighting this fight, and where are we in all this? When you go up to the state capitol when they're having these fights, it's always the left is there in droves, in multitudes of people that are screaming and yelling about what their rights are and what they want. What's really funny about this is we're not asking to take the rights away from those who believe themselves to be, you know, gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, whatever those letters stand for. You want to keep practicing, living, or doing that? We're not getting in your way. But you are getting in our way. You are getting in the way of those that may want to get therapy. Now, I know what your answer is because I've already heard it. So what you're saying is we're sick. We're sick people. And we can be fixed by therapy. No. What we're actually saying is the person who doesn't want that attraction should be allowed to pursue a way to stop having that attraction. And then none of you spoke out recently against an article on transgenderism that says those of us who wouldn't date a transgender, that's a hate crime. That's hate speech. And we're causing them pain. They're causing their own pain. We're not causing any pain. So what is it? So is that broadened to anybody who wants to date? If somebody says to me, I don't understand why you don't want to date me, all of a sudden it's hate speech towards them? Or is it just if you're transgender? Or gay or lesbian, for that matter? Because that's what it'll go to. They've proven themselves to be totally out of control in the last 10 years. I wonder why. Totally out of control. Totally believing that whatever they believe between the ears, whatever they believe is the way it should be, is the way it should be, and it's right, and it's correct, and everybody should buy into it. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute talks about ACR 99. It's an outrageous violation of the state deciding to pressure what pastors teach and preach to individuals who are suffering or struggling with same-sex attraction. See, if it wasn't, here's what they'll say to you. If it wasn't real, and it couldn't be counseled, then why do hundreds of people go through counseling and end up having a traditional marriage with kids? Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the process. I want you, you got to get engaged. That's really what it boils down to. You just got to get engaged. So, our beloved and, you know, if AOC wasn't around, what else would we talk about? Well, really, what would we talk about? Probably better stuff, I don't know, maybe, but really, she's just, this is just so good for me anyway. I don't know about the rest of you. But apparently, you would think that the left, the young left especially, would so embrace AOC support for raising trillions of debt of student loans. Right? Wouldn't they be behind it big time? Now, she's supporting a bill sponsored by independent, well, he's really a Democrat. Maybe he's an independent because he's a Democrat socialist and they just don't have that one yet. Bernie Sanders, right? And it's also backed by Representative Omar and Democrat Representative Jayapal. And that would strike 45 million Americans, $1.6 trillion worth of student debt. I wonder if they would they wipe out your money because you paid for your college. You could have had student debt. Would they give us interest?
They should give us a refund.
I know. And with interest, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Glad we're on the same page. I have student loans, too, AOC admitted to reporters. Now, with the money she's making now, you know, not the barroom money, but real money, she could pay off those loans without a problem. According to, but I don't know. You know, I've been told that if you're a congressman, your kids, if they have student debt, it gets wiped out. I'd have to check into that. What if it's your student debt? Right? You can't be your own kid unless they come up with something crazy. It was literally easier for me to become the youngest woman in American history elected to Congress than it was to pay off my student loan debt. Lady, they're going to bury that in history. The Dems are when you get unelected next time. Because they don't want anybody to know you were part of their team. And I guarantee you in 20 years, they'll try to make it look like you were part of our team. On Monday, the congresswoman told the story of a 17-year-old girl she mentored about 10 years ago who would need to take on $250,000 of debt in order to attend her dream school. Now, she got into her dream college, AOC recounted, but her dream college offered her no scholarships, just loans. Well, Campus Reform collected videos from various students in response to AOC's proposal. These students, who are all interns at Campus Reform, responded to AOC's story, detailing their own stories, how hard they worked, and they decided to make the responsible financial decision on their education. Sophie Miller is a Bowling Green State University student. Let's hear what she has to say, maybe.
Hi, my name's Sophia, and I'm here to explain why I disagree with AOC's proposal to cancel all student debt. I have been working two jobs since I was 16, at least, and paid for every dime of my college myself. And my parents were unfortunately unable to help me out because I have 5 younger siblings. So I had to make the financial choice to go to a school that was affordable for me, that gave me good scholarships, and that I knew I could save up and pay for. And because I did that, I'm able to study abroad for my last semester, and I'll be graduating early with no debt.
Oh, my. Can you imagine? How did that happen? No, seriously. You know, one of the ways you teach people to persevere, to push through, to do better, is when you teach them that they can move through these things on their own. Right? No, seriously. Think about it. They can make these changes. They can do better on their own. Here's another one. Another young lady who's got it going on. And that's the other thing, too. They have to sit down. They make the decision. They decide. And you know what the Dems would tell you about something like this? Well, no child should have to make the different decision to go to a substandard college just because they can't afford to go to... give me a break. Let me go throw up.
My name is Sheridan Nolan, and I'm going to be a senior at the University of Tulsa. I'm from Tulsa originally. The last thing I wanted to do in high school was to go to school in Tulsa itself. My dream college is not where I go to school now, but it ended up being the greatest blessing because I'm not paying anything to go to school, and I will be debt-free when I get out. And it's the decisions you make that that determine what you're going to do after college, and if you make irresponsible decisions, then you shouldn't have to have the government pay for it.
Oh, now, see, she's using them swear words again, like being responsible. Making good decisions. this is low hanging fruit for me. I love this stuff. Because I mean think about what she's saying. She gave it some thought, she thought it through, she couldn't go to the party school all her other friends were going to, or whatever, I'm just making that up as we go. But all right, so now she got a great education, she's happy where she's at and what she's doing. This is wonderful. Christian Miller.
My name is Christian Miller, and one thing that I always knew growing up was responsibility. That was expected, that was what I taught, that was all I knew. Hard work and responsibility, whether that was chores, or as soon as I turned 14 years old, I was out working in the cherry orchard where I grew up. You know, 10 to 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, for a straight month every summer. then I was working in sawmills. Responsibility and hard work, that's what enabled me to save money. You know, studying in the evenings, studying hard, that enabled me to go to the college I want. I'm going to graduate with some debt. Well, what I understand is that when I graduate college, I don't want to be paying a bunch of taxes so that everybody can go to college for free for 4 years. I want to graduate and work in an economic system that enables opportunity. And those types of things that a free society and a free enterprise economic system enables. So do I want free college? Absolutely not, because I understand that responsibility and hard work in a free society enables me to have the opportunity to really get anywhere I want to go. I understand why 18-year-old kids might think that free college is great, but the reality is that they're not thinking about the future. One of my favorite books growing up was the story of Ben Carson. He came from the inner city of Detroit, and I'm personally from Michigan, so it meant a lot to me. You know, growing up and working hard, studying, and he ended up going to Johns Hopkins University. In this country, anything is possible. In a free society, you have the opportunity to go anywhere you want, as long as you work hard and you're responsible. So instead of destroying the economy and destroying the system of free enterprise that has been so successful in order to pay for free college, we need to be teaching and educating responsible citizens. That's what's so important. That's what I value. So free college, I'm only 19, but I understand that it's not something that I want.
Again, you gotta love that guy. I mean, think of all the things he said there. In this country, the opportunities are still possible. You can still make yourself better. You can still choose the college you want to go to. You just have to figure out how to get there. You have to work it through. There is always a way to make these things happen. And he brings up Ben Carson, which makes the left cringe. You know, here's a guy that's well-loved, well-respected. I mean, truly one of the best surgeons on the planet. And he's a conservative. And he's a black conservative. How does that happen? No, really, think it through. These kids have been brought up in great homes. They've been brought up in homes where they understand. They've been taught to appreciate. They've been taught to work hard. They've been taught what that means. Unlike some of these other kids that are taught that the government owes it to you through the people who are paying taxes.
Hey, it's Rachel. Something that's always been really important to me is being debt-free. So that's one of the big reasons why I chose to go to the school that I did, because I know that it's affordable and I know that I would be able to graduate without taking out student loans. So when people like AOC come and say that the government is responsible for paying for your school and everyone should be able to go to their dream school, it creates an entitlement culture where they think that things are free, when in reality the government has no responsibility to pay for people's schools, and you have to work hard in order to achieve your goals.
Again, you gotta love her. Think about what she's saying there. I mean, seriously, they're talking about how, you know, you work hard. You want to achieve your goals, you work hard. You do the right thing. It's just amazing to me. And I don't know if we have time to do this one. We're going to try anyway.
Hey, I'm Seth, and I'm a student at Florida State University, and I think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's statements on student loan forgiveness is not correct. I believe that when you're a student and you take on student debt, that it's your responsibility as an adult to pay it back, and there are other options. So if you take on those student loans, then you need to pay them back.
Wow. So if you create debt for yourself, you need to pay them back? How dare you?
My name is Libby, and the cost of college has been something I've been thinking about since I started high school, because I got a job at 15 to try and afford the cost of education, and also just working really hard in high school as much as I could to get as many scholarships as possible because of the tremendous cost of college.
Wow. Can you imagine? Responsible young people. They should be applauded. If you know somebody in your area like this, you know somebody who's got this kind of energy and this is what their desire is and this is what they want to do, help them. As a conservative, help them. I'm not saying give to them. Help them. Find a way to help these kids out. Show them you care. Hey, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Be safe over the weekend. I want you back here on Monday. God bless and have a great rest of the day.